Well, my situation is totally different. I think they looked at me and couldn't really put me in there because I was new to them, understandable, wet behind the ears. There's other people who have been waiting in line for this, but I looked at it as a fantastic experience for me. It's a shame I didn't go a bit further to test, to find out my allies, to find out my enemies in the whole process of hustings and stretch my ability a bit further. They have their system. You know, I didn't get through the committee. I put on a fantastic exhibition, said all the right things, my passion. Maybe it was just too early for me.
But do you think you could have beaten Sadiq? I mean, obviously at that time you didn't know he would be the candidate.
Oh, no, who knows? When you look at the demographic and who votes across London, you know, it's tough because majority of the boroughs, constituencies, are Labour or Labour kind of leaning. So you've got to do a lot more to kind of take over and win those districts. You know, with Boris, he had to do a hell of a lot of campaigning to really. He went to every single borough. He had to, and it was still he got there, but it was tight. So I think London, they want guys and or women who are going to fight for them, and it's such a shame that it is turning out like that. We have to wait and see the results. You know, it's not over till it's over.
Well, there's obviously going to be a vacancy next time around. Is this something that you might look at? Well, I mean, you've got 5 years to prepare for it this time. I think this time, sort of, you hadn't got a lot of time, and maybe that was sort of part of the reason why you didn't get as far as you might have hoped. But now, you've got a few years to actually prepare.
I think it's, you know, for me, you know, I'm not kind of prejudging and jumping the gun here.
That's a politician's answer, Sol.
You know, whatever happens, it'd be great to kind of go again and look at the scenario in a couple of years' time. I think for me, it's all about getting people who want to back you through the Conservative Party and believe in you. Yes, you've got to be around. Yes, your faces has to be around and the right parties and you've got to mean well. And I think that counts. They have to see you. They have to kind of talk to you. They have to see you in the trenches, so to speak. So all those things can happen. Whether my life goes in a different direction, who knows? If it comes back and it's meant to be, then I'll definitely look at it. But let's see what happens with the results today.
It sounds politics is a bit like a virus. You can often not get it out of your blood. And you sound to me as if you've got unfinished business there.
Unfinished business. I think for me, it would have been great if I could have gone a bit further with the actual Conservative kind of candidate. I think for me, that's the process I wanted to go through just to test myself, to fail, to succeed, to find out who can back me on my campaign. I think that's very key for me. I think next time that's a possibility if it comes round again, and I will definitely look at it. But your life might go into a totally different stratosphere and a different direction. But for me, I'm passionate about London. I am passionate about London. I think London is the greatest city in the world. And I think it needs to keep going. It needs to offer a lot of options for everybody. I think that's where London is lacking. It needs opportunity. It needs housing for everybody. There's got to be a system in place to allow that to happen. Because London is a machine. And if you don't put things in that machine to kind of help, you know, housing, it just keeps them going on the same path.
When you look at the Tory campaign that's been run over the last few months, some people have accused them of running a sort of dog whistle campaign. Did you have any concerns about it?
I think, you know, I don't know who's behind Zach's campaign, but, you know, but I think in the end, I think some of the probably the methods were a little bit on the strong side, but it's London. You know, you've got to do things to win it. And I'm sure whoever was running Zach's campaign were looking at issues that were important for London people to know about. I think it's very important for people to know about. It's just how it's conducted and executed.